Don't look at me like that. I don't want any excuses or things in the way. Don't say it. If nuzzling like this could fix all the problems in the world, it would be a lovely place, wouldn't it? Maybe we can. Maybe it's me who's wrong about this messed up little relationship we're in. Don't make any mistake. There isn't anyone else I'd like to wake up next to, kitty cat. Not a single soul I'd like to spend as much time as I do. But, yeah, it's like you said. Life gets tough, it gets hard, it gets everything we don't like to admit it. No, baby, that's not your fault. You can't take the fall for me. I'm a bad man. And maybe that makes you perfect for me. Or maybe it makes me not deserving of all you've given me. And that's just it. That's why I'm bad. Because I can't let go. I won't let go, kitty cat. I love you. I do, even if our love is messed up. Even if there's traits that I would change if I could. But I'm true to myself, baby. And so are you. That's what makes us so, so good. And it's also what makes us so bad. You look a hot mess. From the kisses, from earlier, the nuzzling, the holding. But you know, every time I see you like this, I feel a pang of guilt in my heart. Not because I don't want to be with you, it's the opposite, because I do. I look at you and I say, what have you become because of me? Free will's a bitch, right? Then I guess you can argue that none of it was my fault at all, and that's what you're gonna argue, honey. You always do, defending me. Well, let's face it, I have as many toxic traits as I do stubble in my chin. It's, complicated. And as much as I'd like to justify myself and be that knight in shining armor, if anything, I'm the villain of this arc. I'm the one who makes you smile, and I'm the one who makes you tear up at night. Say it, baby. Say what I am. Don't worry about my feelings at a time like this. You big-hearted idiot. What? Gonna deny it? You were thinking of my feelings, weren't you? Like you always do. This messed up little thing called love never works out like they say in storybooks, but I can pretend it does, right? That's what we do good. We pretend like we know it's gonna end in a storybook happy ending, but it never does. And life is still hard. And I see it in your eyes, the stress and pain. And I know that I've caused some of that. And it eats me up inside. Because I know I would do it all over again. Not because I hurt you, but because this messed up little relationship, as much as I care and I love you, I know I'm not perfect. I know that, honey. You don't need to say it. I'm aware that nobody's perfect, but if I wasn't doing anything wrong, why do I feel so guilty? Honey. Shh. No. Don't say that. You're not to blame. Maybe both of us are, but I won't admit it. And if that's the case, so be it. Would you still hold my hand like this? Would you still walk around as the sun rises through the park with me when we have nothing but the clothes on our back. It might sound romantic in words, but it never is in action. And that's why you should go back to your family. Go back to the people who can take care of you, where I'm just a teacher. What can a teacher do right now? I know we can work past this. We can. I get it. And honey, I'm not giving up on you. I'm not. I just think that I've done a terrible job so far. That I haven't been there for you when you needed me most. That I've made things worse. Even if sometimes it was for the better. No, I'm not gonna say how you should feel or how you should take this, because that would be disingenuous, unfair, and way too prideful even for me. But I love you. I do. I love you more now than I ever have. And that's why I've started to take a good hard look in the mirror at that man who failed you in a lot of ways. No, it's not like that, honey. I'm aware it's not that simple. Nothing ever is it? Everything is so damn convoluted, so fast-paced, that nobody ever has the time to sit back and breathe. I love you. I love running my hands around the back of your head and holding you. I love wrapping my arm around your waist and feeling that slight warmth radiating off you. I love gazing into your eyes, brighter than the sunshine that I love so much. And honestly, kid, again, we've been through a lot, and I don't want to give up on us either. I don't. It's just sometimes I get ahead of myself, thinking about the what-ifs. Thinking about what if I'm no good for you? What if I made one too many mistakes and it's all over? What if I did something unforgivable and I know. You don't need to say that. I understand how you feel about the subject, kitty cat. And I love you. I'm just struggling, is all. Everybody does, right? Everybody has struggles and things, but sometimes it feels like I climb up from that terrible feeling only to fall back in. Now, I have a lot of hope for us, I do. I believe in you the same as the day we met. And as much as I'd like to be the man of your dreams, I just, sometimes even I doubt myself. And I know that confidence is sexy, and you don't even need to say it. I'm definitely learning day by day what it means to be your man and what it means to be myself. You know, sometimes I think we as lovers get so fixated on each other that we never look in the mirror, never really see those mistakes we make. Until suddenly they hit you right in the face, and I guess that's what I faced. I didn't want to drag you down with me. I thought, I'm just a teacher in this big wide world. A person, sure. And someone who loves you beyond a shadow of a doubt. Get it, cat? I love you. I do. Nothing and no one will come between that. It's just, what can I do to make this life worth it? What can I do to be there for you where nobody else is? Where I can be with you, but not just there selfishly. Not just there in the mix of desire and short term, but the long term as well. And maybe that's me showing my age. I don't care. If that's the case, then so be it. I don't want my life to be just a pointless picture show. You've already made it more than that. Don't get me wrong, kitty cat. You make me smile every day. No, I really mean that. Every single day, you've given me a smile in one way or the other. Whether it's fond memories or fond things we do that day, I cherish every single one of them. I'm struggling. I guess I need you now more than ever, and I hate to admit that because I don't like having to be the person who brings negativity into your life. But I struggle to. I want to be a better man for you. I just don't know how sometimes. I look myself up and down, and sometimes the voices in my head, they just work against me. That little nagging voice telling me that I'm just not doing what I should as your lover, as your husband, as your boyfriend, as any of that. I don't want those doubts to win, but sometimes they're so convincing, you know. You too. It's easy to fall into that, ain't it? Getting lost in the feeling of what ifs, and not knowing where that what if becomes an it, and no longer can be discussed or thought of, a taboo, and that's where it became for me. To even think about it, to feel it, even though I did, I pushed it away. My doubts, my insecurities. But now I'm kind of realizing something. As I've been talking to you, it didn't feel as bad as I thought it would be. Talking about these things that I thought would be the world enders, the relationship enders, the things that haunt me every single time I think about them. But now, since I'm talking to you like this, I can't even tell you how relieved I am that it didn't feel as bad. Yeah, honey. Guess I just love you too much, even with all my faults, that I want to see you smile and really mean it. That everything just falls into place, even if we stubbornly wage war against ourselves. It doesn't stop it. And I can see you in a new light. When I hold this hand, maybe it's a little cold, but feels like home, you know that. You feel like home to me. You do. And I love that so much. I maybe got lost in the moment, doubting myself, feeling like everything I was saying was wrong, everything I was doing wasn't enough, and now maybe I just need to take a breath and just accept it. Not a defeat this time, no. If anything, it's a promise. Of course, I haven't forgotten my promises with you. I cherish them more than anything. I cherish you over everything else in my life. Because you're the one who made the difference in it. From it being barely in existence, a depression-filled nightmare, into something that I genuinely feel isn't so bad anymore. I feel like after confiding in you with these doubts, after talking to you and really meaning it, I can feel more safe than ever. More secure that without any doubt, all the mistakes that I've made aren't the worst in the world. Oh, come on. They're at least kind of bad, right? Now, don't go defending me, honey. You give me too much confidence, and then I might think you're a pushover. No, nothing like that. Just pushing you around. Does it make you a pushover, honey? I don't think so. Think of anything. I'm the pushover between us. I'm always thinking about things I've done wrong, reflecting. Maybe it's because I was always the one to blame growing up. Whether it be when I was an aspiring hero and I made those mistakes that led to... I always blamed myself for not saving him, but it's okay. Where my friend may not rest, he might still be in there, and I guess I hold out hope. But now's not the time for that, is it? If anything, it's the time for, well, holding you. At least that's what I would like to do. More than anything else, I think all the stress of today, thinking that everything had to end, having nightmares about this for weeks, months even. I thought I wasn't good enough, but now, maybe, just maybe, I think I'm a little bit better. Faults and all. And that there's nothing you could utter out of your mouth. Nope, not even that. Nope, not even that either. Hey, that one might be a low blow, but I'd forgive you for it. There's nothing I wouldn't accept about you, baby. I love you, and it's not the kind of love that goes away. Not the kind you can lose either. Down to that gorgeous smile. To that heart I love so much. To that way that you always put magic into moments that felt like they were going to be anything but. You're my hero, you know that. Maybe I was something to you back then, but I still want to be it right now. Right this moment. As fiery as the day we met. As impassioned and passionate as you've ever seen me. Of course, baby. As if I could ever disappoint you. No, I wouldn't allow that. Shh, not like that. If you're gonna complain about it, you gotta say it more viscerally. Really get under my skin. How about that? Not making a game of it, just, you know. Yeah, like that. I told you from the start, didn't I? As unreasonable and uncanny as I can be, I'm not just going to roll over and take that kind of thing. No, you're gonna have to pay for that one, honey. Don't take out your claws just yet, kitty cat. Then again, I wouldn't mind either way. Because it's you. Because every time I get to feel you like this, I know that I'm in the right place in the way that I always needed to be. You're mine. You know that. I'm all yours. And if that isn't romance, despite all the faults and worries that the world can make me feel, then screw the world. We don't need it. Let's go live a hermit life then. Hide away in the mountains if there are problems and social awkwardness. Doesn't really bother me as long as I have you. What do you say? Not ready for the hermit life? Fine, fine, fine. Maybe the opposite of that, then. Maybe I'll see what I can do with my good account right here and now. That's a good account. I like the greed in those eyes. Maybe we need that much toxicity to make the relationship interesting. Not that way. Shh, baby. Show, don't tell. Would you look at that? Pretty girl with the worst attitude. Don't look at me like I'm the villain here. If you wanted something like that, you came to the right place. It's funny how those clothes just fall off mysteriously. How every time we touch, it's an impassioned, crazy moment that just doesn't stop touching and holding. You're so gorgeous. And I just want to hold you by the neck, pin you down, and make the sweetest, sensual, most petrifying love to you. Just rubbing against you like this. Our bodies have always been so compatible, you know that. Baby, you make me feel something I didn't know I could feel. Does kissing your neck make a chill go down your spine, or does it make you feel warm? I can't tell. By the way that you look at me, the feral mixture of desire with that biting lip level of intensity, I love it. I want more. Baby. That's what you want, baby. That's what you want. Just grinding like that. How does it feel? Having my cock up against you like this, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. You're so good. You're so fucking hot. So fucking good. Shh, baby. I love how messed up I can get you. How your breath escapes just barely, like whispers just barely in my ear. Don't drool too much for me, baby. Instead, savor it. Savor that I grab you right where it counts. Savor that this little piece of loving isn't the kind you can forget. This is the kind of loving that keeps on going. The slow burn until it itches. You're itching down here, Johnny. I've deliberately avoided touching you on that pleasure button. it's so much more fun when your mind gets lost in the moment. You gotta have at least that much, right, baby? You gotta get so lost in it. Baby, how bad do you want me? How bad do you want me to fuck you? Yeah, tell me, baby, tell me everything. Oh, got impatient, did you? Is that why you're touching yourself, barely able to keep eye contact? That's a look I like. That's a look I could get used to, baby. Oh, yeah. You like watching my hands go up and down this fucking cock? You like seeing every detail of how I twitch, looking at you as if peeling back all of the embarrassment, all of the hesitation, and just savoring. That's what I'm doing, baby. I'm savoring my baby girl. Down you go, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I kinda wanna splatter my seed all over your face and watch you drowning in my sun and fill you up again. That's exactly what I think I'll do, baby. Your lewd noises I'm making for you. Yeah. Oh, stroking this cock and you're just accepting it. Your hand's too busy with something else. Yeah, baby, yeah. That's right, baby. Close your eyes and take it on. Take it all, baby. Take it all. Take it all. Take it all. Oh, that slimy man juice off your face. Baby, you're such a mess, taking every spurt, yeah. Yeah, you like that. My steamy hot scent all over you. Maybe I want to fill you up next, want that? And then wouldn't it be a shame not to put it in when I'm this hard again and you're this ready? Tell me how bad you want it, big. Crave it, baby. Crave this fucking cock. That's it. Who's a good little kitty cat, yeah? Yes, you want to. The fat cock balls deep inside you. Look at me, baby. Say thank you. Yeah, say thank you, daddy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And easy. Watch this fucking cock disappear. fuse inside you, baby. Fixate on it, look at me. Yeah, look at me. I'll stuff you nice and full, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. Take it on, baby. Take it on, baby. Take it on. So good, cake. I can hardly keep my head on my shoulders. Fuck. Yeah, just like that. Just like that. I can't hold back. I'm gonna come so hard. So hard. So hard, baby. I can't help it. I wanna come all over you. No offense, your insides, but this time. Take it all over your body. Let me smear my fucking manhood all over you. Take all my cum all over you. Just your facial, but your whole fucking body. I got my scent all over you, cleaning you like nothing else. Don't think I didn't feel that, baby. You came just as I did, didn't you? That's a good little kitty cat, yes, you are. Fuck. And now nobody knows. But you're my marked territory, baby. You're mine. All fucking mine. I love you, baby. And I ain't never letting go, cause I've sunk my fangs into you. And every inch of that body's gonna be sprayed with my seed, sprayed with my scent, creamed. This is where you belong, baby. You're mine now. Got it.